If I could ask you all to put yourselves on mute. We're here in the second paragraph of Zil Sharm. We're here in the second paragraph of Zil Sharm, and we're going to pick up at paragraph one, paragraph Yud, excuse me. You'll remember that Zil Sharm and Ramchal in the second paragraph had begun to talk practically about the key steps. That the key first step to a project of self-growth, and the key first step, he had said, Rabbi Pinchas Vinyar says Zahiris, and the Ramchal is translating as thoughtfulness, as self-reflection, as carbon at time to think, about the particular actions that I do, and also about the long-term arc, the long-term trajectory, where am I headed? And he points out that Atzas Yitzhahara, the Yirmiyahu speaks about. Yirmiyahu recognizes that his Baal Batim, the end of the Bais Rishon, too many were so busy running, they never were able to stop to think about which way they're going. And he points out that's what Paro does. In paragraph here, Parezume Ein Atzas Paro HaRasha. That's what Paro does, coming up in Laning just a couple of weeks. Techbad HaVadoa HaNashim. Paro's response to Moshe Rabbeinu's initial bid for the freedom of Klal Yisrael, the response was, let's just make them work harder. He wanted, Paro's solution was, let's make sure that they'll just be so busy with their straw that they'll never have the time to sit and think. So, you won't be able to focus. There'll be no time for the Jewish people to strategize and to dream of freedom if they're just busy with the straw. That was Paradiso, just get them so busy. They're always in the treadmill, they're always doing, they're always looking for straw, mixing mud, and making cement and making bricks. So it's be non-stop work with no time to stop and think. Came he atzas hayetzahara mamash abnei ha'adam. In paragraph Yud Aleph, in the Safari edition, Ramchal says that's exactly, it captures exactly how the Yitzhar, what the Yitzhar does to us. In other words, the story of Paro is about Paro the man, the historical figure, the man Paro, and that's how he responded when Moshe spoke to him. But at the same time, it's also a metaphor. It's also a metaphor for how, for what goes on within each of us, about the Paro inside each of us. There's a power inside each of us that seeks to distract us. They just get us so busy that we don't have time to think larger thoughts. Ishmo Chamahu, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with the Yitzhara, and the Yitzhara is well equipped. The Yitzhara is a man of war. Meluim Darmimus, very exceptionally capable. Yeshali Malzimenu El Bechach Maraba Vashkafa Kedoa. If we think that we're going to escape the wilds of the Yitzhara simply, we're fooling ourselves. It's going to require chachma rabba vashkafa. It's requiring extraordinary wisdom and a tremendous amount of focus and thought and literally looking. A lot of hashkafa. And then the Ramchal turns to what seems like just a simple set of sources. It says, number one, Umasha Navi Tzobeach V'Omer, Simu V'Avchem Adarkechem, Chagai HaNavi. That's his opening message to Klal Yisrael. You got to pay attention to, once again, to the language of how you used before, to your derach, your path. Focus on where you're heading. You have to know a little bit about Chagai. You appreciate the message. Chagai is Chagai Malachi, of three Nevi'im that were operating during the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. Galus Bavel is drawing to a close. And the Persian Emperor Koresh, Cyrus the Great, Tukim Talis and Ezra, Koresh authorized the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael. He authorized the Aliyah. They were still part of the Persian Empire. He didn't give them sovereignty, but he gave them freedom of religion, and he gave them authority not only to return to Eretz Yisrael, but to build the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a group of Zionists that came back. There were many, and unfortunately, who stayed behind. There was a group that comes back, and they get to work on trying to put together a Beis HaMikdash. But the work stops, and there are different roadblocks along the way. People run out of energy, and the surrounding indigenous tribes, the Shomer Vanim, were far from excited about the return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. A lot of this has a very contemporary ring to it. And this happened, and that happened, and the work stops. The Chagai shows up, and the projects are half done. And Chagai's main mission is to re-energize Klal Yisrael. To get them back on track, we need to get refocused on what we're trying to accomplish here. He says to them, "Sim levavchem al darkechem." Pay attention to your derech. Pay attention to, you can't only be caught up in the here and now. The here and now is very important. It's irresponsible not to focus on the here and now. But it can't only be about the here and now. Because think about where we headed. What's the game plan? Where are we going to be in 10 years from now? That's Chagai's message. And that's Ramchal's message. And he says, that's Shlomo's message. In paragraph today, Shlomo, b'chach masel, al titin shen, enechas, nuach apecha, can't fall asleep at the wheel, gotta be focused, gotta keep your eye on the prize. And then he quotes in paragraph Yigimol, Anagarata, that I think for us is not only a source for what it is for the Ramchal's particular topic, but I believe if we spend some time savoring the Ramchal's treatment of the Agarata, we'll get a case study in how to learn Agarata in a sophisticated way. Right? Rambam tells us, in Akdama Tehelek, Rambam reminds us that Chazal were incredibly brilliant, sophisticated, nuanced people. And so it's silly to learn an Agada in a shallow, superficial way. There's extraordinary depth and extraordinary wisdom that Chazal is trying to convey to us in even a simple sounding Agada. So take a look at the following. Chachamim Zal Amru, here we are in paragraph Yizimo, the paragraph days. Chachamim Zal Amru, Kol Hashem Archos Ba'omazeh, Zoche Veroe, Bishuas Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Gemara Moikatan, that's a sound based on the Pasuk, Shom Derech Arena B'yesh Elokim. If a person is Shom, his Derech, if a person Shum in the sense of the verb, shuma, to evaluate. If a person evaluates and assesses his paths, what we would call zihirus, you're taking out time to self-reflect, where am I going? You're being paying attention to your drachim, to your orchos. So then the Gemara says, the person does that, so zoche v'roh b'shoshah kash barachim. Such a person will have this chus to see Kadosh Baruch Hu's salvation. So, number one, Ramchal is calling this Gemara because it speaks about Shamar Chos of all of that. It speaks about the importance of self-reflection, of self-assessment, of making the Chesed Nefesh of the Yehus. But let's just ask ourselves for a moment, step away for a moment. Let's just ask ourselves, how would we encounter this Gemara? You and I are sitting and we're learning the Masechta Maakot, and we come across as Agarata. So unfortunately, too many of us would probably just sort of breeze by, you know, let's get to the next place, and ignore the Agarata entirely. What a shame. What a sad state of affairs. There's another approach, which is somewhat better, which would be to say, oh, Shamar Chos Ve'Ol Mazeh, to recognize this is talking about our topic. Let's talk about the topic of self-assessment, of leading a contemplative life of the heroes. You say, okay, good. So what does the Gemara say? You notice what the Gemara's topic is. You say, oh, the Gemara says that it's important to be a Shamar Choser. It's important to be a Zayar. It's important to be a Mizbonim. And you sort of move on. So that second approach is certainly better than the first, and better, far better than ignoring it entirely. But it's still not sufficient. Because the Gemara could have said, they ask you, what does the Gemara say about someone who's Zayar? I say, it's a good thing. But the Gemara didn't just say, it's good. The Gemara didn't just say, Ashrei me, Shishama Chosav Amaze. Nor did it say Kol Shama Chosav Amaze Hareze Ben Al Haba. Nor is it something very specific. The person is a Zahir and a Misbonim. If he's Shama Chosav, the person self-assesses, carves out time to think about where he's headed in life. Zocha Beroe Bishos Shakash Baruch. No merit to see Hakash Baruch Hu's help, Hakash Baruch Hu's salvation. Well, what does that mean? We're going to learn this Agadah like we mean it. We need to move to level 3. We need to learn the whole Agadah, SSL. Same as with the Halacha Gemara. Chazal are brilliant, nuanced, holy, profound people. So they're driving at something. But what are they trying to tell us? They didn't just say it's good. They said, Zocha v'Rabbi Shoshana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's actually based on the prospect, which is the source of that Gemara. So what does it mean? What's with the issue? What does the issue with Hashem have to do with anything else? Now, I'm building this up, but the truth is Ramchal deals with this very subtly. But let's see what he does. And we'll see in his low-key manner a case study in how to learn an Agadah with nuance. Let's see what the Ramchal does with this Gemara. Paragraph Yudalit. The Agadah itself is in paragraph Yudimel. The next paragraph Yudalit where he begins to comment on it. Upashrezu, says Ramchal. Well, it's obvious. It's obvious that even if a person does self-reflect, a person isn't a sakeach ha'atzom, that alone, you're doing the first step, but that alone is just not enough. In b'kach l'inatzel, your own efforts, the kash baruch is not helping us, the yitzhar takas lo yitzhar is so powerful. The Rosh is looking out to ambush the tzaddik. And Chazal's understand is that doesn't mean a human Rosh, a human tzaddik. It means the Rosh within. The Yitzhar within me is an active force seeking to pull me down. It's going to require ongoing positive force to continue to grow, to continue to avoid the wiles of my Yitzhar. How am I going to do that? My efforts alone, Ramchal says, are not enough. Ach, and Adam is fakechah. So how is it going to work? We're not fatalistic. We're not pessimistic either. It can work. But you know what the secret ingredient is? What's the X factor? In Adam is fakechah. No paragraph says, of. Ramchal says, if a person is going to self-reflect, when they take the first step, be a Zahir, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu also, then I'll merit an assist from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I take the shot, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give me an assist. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu will assist me, and with that, I'll be saved. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu's assistance is absolutely critical. But the catalyst for the activator of Kodesh Baruch Hu's assistance is my taking the first step. But what is the first step? Well, Ramchal just taught us over the course of this parak. The first step is the Zahirus. And Zahirus means his bonus. That's the first step. And if I'm not Misakeh, if I'm Misakeh Chatzmi, then I'll get that Siyata Dishmaya. I will aim Misakeh Chatzmo and Paragraph Tazayin. If I won't, then Vade Shakarish Baruch Hu Lo Yifakachalo. If I'm not going to help myself, take the first steps to help myself, then Akarish Baruch Hu is not going to give me that assistance. Ki Imhu Eino Chatzmi Achosolov. If I'm not going to have Rahman for my own Neshama, why do I expect the Akarish Baruch Hu to? And he quotes a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, one of the famous statements of Hillel, "Imeina nili nili." If I'm not going to be for myself, well, who will be? Which Ramchal is giving a very particular take on. It means if I don't exert myself to grow, to help myself, then I can't expect that Kadosh Baruch Hu to just carry me. And he doesn't quote it, but the next line of Hillel's statement seems to fit very well as well. If I'm just alone, help myself out, that's not sufficient. I absolutely need Siyata Dishmaya from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that Siyata Dishmaya will come once I take the first step. And so now, Rabbi Osei, let's come back to the Agadah with which we began before. In paragraph Yigimel, and now it absolutely sings, Kol Hashem Achos Ba'ol Mazeh, Zocha v'roa b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Self-assesses in Amazeh, which Ramchal told us, the first step in a program of growth is the heroes, is his bonus. If I take the first step, if I become a misbonein, a contemplative, self-reflective person, Zocha v'roa b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. then I'll be zocha to Kadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. So this agalata is telling us number one of the critical value of his bonus, and it's telling me that his bonus is the first step, and it's telling me that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's assistance is necessary to success, and that my own work is necessary to success also, and that I can procure Hakadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in my spiritual growth by my own taking the first step. And let me close with one final ta'ara, discussing this with Talmidim this morning. And one wanted to know, why Zocha the Roe, Bishas Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is Am Zocha to see his Yeshua? Why not Am Zocha to see Hashem's Yeshua? Yoshien Hashem. The truth is, that's the language of the Pasuk that the Gemara is based on. V'sham derech ha'ra'enu b'yeshno akim. So what's with the... why the Re'iyah? Why the Re'iyah? So I think there might be the following. Not only will his bonus as the first step in growth, the first step of helping myself, catalyze, procure assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it'll also change me. And it's a natural consequence. As I become a person who's mitzakecha atzmi, as I begin to develop time after time a habit of carving out time to think about where I'm headed, I'll also become aware not only of myself, but I'll become the sort of person who's more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me in the past, I didn't even notice it. But as I become a misbonane, not only will I be zochet Yeshua Hashem, but I'll become the sort of person who can see it, who can notice it. This wraps up the second parak. This wraps up the basic appreciation of the first step. The first step in the program of self-growth, his bonus, thoughtfulness, and if we're sold on this idea, Ramchal is not ready to tell us exactly how to do it. Because here it's been purely in concept. Paragimel is going to begin to get into Chelke as the heroes. Let's break down what's involved in this sort of self-reflection and become a contemplative person. When, how, why, how do you go about it, to what extent, to what degree. All those details will, Mitzvah Shem, pick up with next week. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to thank you again for your patience. I apologize again. I got caught up here in Yeshiva. I apologize that I kept you away in a few minutes. Thank you very, very much.
Is there a question period?